from the Mercy One Studio.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. CindySchulte.com.
Catholic Women Now is also underwritten by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Julie Nelson, and we are broadcasting from the Iowa State Fair. We're just located just west of the Anna Bill Riley stage this morning. Chris, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. I'm out here. We're out here at the fair. It's a beautiful morning, and we'd love to have all of you stop by and say hi today. If you're at the fair, stop by the State Iowa Catholic Radio booth. We have all kinds of things. The deacons are here. We have rosaries that can be blessed. We have things for kids. People are really enjoying stopping by and saying hi, and we like to meet you. So stop on by.
We always say bring your cup of coffee and join the red checkered tablecloth and sit on down with us and have a conversation. Right, Jules?
That's right. That's right. So today we're excited. Our guests today are Greg and Julie Alexander. Some of you may be familiar with them. They are the founders of the mission, the Alexander House. They help marriages, couples and marriages and relationships to strengthen their marriages and to live according to God's plan for marriage. And I'm excited to have them on. Chris, you and I have talked a while about getting them on the show.
So excited to have them on. I think probably for 2 years, Julie, I've been saying, we got to get them on. They've got great advice for married couples, for singles, all sorts of people preparing for marriage. So we're so excited to have you guys have them on.
Yep. It's going to be a great show. Well, let's start with prayer.
Okay. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, as I said, we're out here at the State Fair. Also, we got a couple other things coming up, Chris. A lot of things happening at Iowa Catholic Radio. The Man Up West Power Lunch is back Friday, September 10th. It's at noon at St. Francis, and there'll be a panel of the newly ordained priests sharing their vocation story. I love vocation stories.
I know. I'm so excited to hear them. I kind of want to be a fly on the wall to hear what they have to say. And then we also have the Women's Conference coming up October 30th at Embassy Suites, and the speakers are going to be Kathleen Beckman, Barbara Heil, and Tim Jamison, and they're going to be discussing spiritual protection during this time of spiritual warfare. So that's going to be amazing. That's one, ladies, that you're not going to want to miss. And the men are probably going to want to be flies on the wall for that one, too.
I'm sure we'll take them as volunteers if they want to help out. So yeah. They can be there that way. Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes We the Kingdom to the Iowa State Fair on the Ann and Bill Riley stage Sunday, August 22nd at 8 p.m. Stop over and see us before you take in the concert. And Chris, I have to make this announcement. The People's Choice Award for the best food at the Iowa State Fair is the chicken egg salad. Yeah, thank you. I was waiting for that. Chicken egg salad on Indian fry bread, and that's sponsored by the Iowa Egg Council and can be found at the Cluck and Coop food booth. And if you are following us on Facebook, Iowa Catholic Radio, you have seen the video of Matt and Jimmy trying out fair foods, and that was one of them. And I think that was a positive one. Yeah, Jimmy's giving me the thumbs up. It's a good one. So if you want to try out the People's Choice Award food, there you go. The chicken egg salad on Indian fry bread, available at the Cluck and Coop.
That sounds amazing. I love egg salad, so I might have to stop over there.
Yeah, you might have to. Well, we're going to take a short break here. This is Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio. We're broadcasting from the Iowa State Fair, and when we come back, we'll be joined by our guests, Julie and Greg Alexander of the Alexander House.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Sons Naturescapes. Five Sons Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company, providing premium outdoor landscaping, clean up and restore outdoor living space with retaining walls, privacy fencing, pergolas, paver sidewalks, and patios. Issues with soil settling and water around the foundation and yard? Five Sons Naturescapes can grade and install drainage tile to help. Five Sons Naturescapes online at FiveSonsNaturescapes.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by CTO. What great news for donors to the Catholic Tuition Organization. You now receive 75%. Yes, 75% of your donation back in Iowa tax credits beginning January 1st of this year. Your support has helped thousands of students attend our Catholic schools. Best gift ever. Online, ctoiowa.org. At CTO, the bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Thank you, Caldwell Parish, for underwriting Iowa Catholic Radio. Conform to the wishes of the deceased and to Catholic liturgical burial traditions. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home, Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. CaldwellParish.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, ConfluenceBrewing.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Women Now here on Iowa Catholic Radio, where we're broadcasting from the Iowa State Fair. Our booth is just located just west of the Anna Bill Riley stage. I'm Julie Nelson, joined with my co-host Chris, and we're excited to welcome in Greg and Julie Alexander. After 19 years of marriage, they found themselves miserable in their marriage and turned to a therapist and parish priest for guidance and decided that the divorce was the only answer. And from there, they were challenged or encouraged by another priest to seek out the Church Catholic teaching on God's plan for marriage, which completely illuminated their minds to something fully and opened up their minds to what they had been missing. And now they have founded the Alexander House. So, Greg and Julie, are you with us this morning?
Yes, we are. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, well, thank you for joining us. We're, you know, doing this remote recording, so good to hear your voice. Let's put it that way. It's good to hear your voice on the line.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we've been waiting 2 years for you to hear this voice.
Oh. Yeah, that's what you were you heard, huh?
Yeah, it's been that long that we've wanted you guys on. It's so exciting. How long has the Alexander House been in existence now?
For 22 years now. Of course, it was 23 years ago that we were on the brink of divorce. And as we started to find a way to bring God in and make our marriage work, we felt called to create the Alexander House. So for the last 22 years.
Wow. Well, okay. So I was reading online. You guys were talking a little bit about advice for single people because, of course, marriage begins in the single life. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Definitely, it does. We always say marriage preparation isn't that 24-hour sponsor, or you know, the 24-hour weekend that people spend at the parish offers, or the six couples mentor guidance training. But it literally begins in the womb. I mean, our marriage preparation comes from what we've been taught, where we grow up, all those things. But really, the understanding of people needing to know who they are in Christ before they ever really go and look for somebody else. Because when they know who they are in Christ, then the foundation is solid. But when the foundation isn't solid, there's a lot of things that can come into play that cause wounds and hurts.
I think that's something a lot of single people don't realize. And it's such an important message to get out there to people to understand who are always seeking something to fill them that they have been missing, that Christ can fill for them first and then go from that foundation, like you said.
Absolutely. And the trick of that also is finding that significant other who has been conditioned and believes and understand and lives the same way. And so many times we come into the marriage relationship with their own mindset as to what marriage is, but more importantly, what the other person is there to do for you. And so a lot of times we kind of sit back as we grow up in this society where we have been conditioned all our lives to believe that life is about us as individuals. You know, where do you want to go to school? What do you want to study? Who do you want to marry? How many kids do you want to have? Where do you want to live? But in marriage, it's all about dying to self for the sake of the other person. And so that just goes against the grain of everything we've been conditioned to believe, that life is about me. And what do you mean? I'm supposed to die to myself for this other person? Are you kidding me? And so, again, it's coming to understand that it's all about dying to self for the sake of the beloved. And when you both adopt that mindset and mentality in the marriage becomes this wonderful relationship.
Wow. Who can serve the other one more, right?
Amen. Yes. We always tell couples, we always say you cannot give what you do not have. And part of the issue that we see, even in those that may have come up in the church and have a stronger faith than others, then there's still that human side of really getting to know the other person. You know, what happens in these relationships is people become so desperate. As you said, I don't know if it was Chris or Julie, which one of you said it, but to fill that void, that hole in which God created for him. But it comes with an understanding of being in relationship with others. But too often when that hole is not fulfilled or filled by God, then we make that other person our God, and disappointment and discouragement and pain sets in.
I think then this can, if this is not resolved or filled before you meet your spouse and you do get married, then we see these things coming up with communication problems in marriages. So can you give us a little bit of help and understanding how couples can navigate the conflict in marriage and how to look at conflict in marriage?
Yeah, you must have been doing your homework, because there is not a couple that we work with that do not come into this situation with communication problems. And simply because a lot of times in our respective homes and growing up, we've never really been taught how to have good, effective communication. So we bring into the marriage relationship whatever that experience was, be it good, bad, or indifferent. And we try to bring these two different individuals in the home to make this work. Well, just because of the fact that we're different places, conflict is inevitable. And conflict in and of itself doesn't have to be bad. It's how we deal with it when it surfaces that determines whether it's going to be good or bad. And so there's just three simple points that we try to express to couples in order to have good communication. And that's honesty, charity, and empathy. Honesty, always allowing for a platform to exist where one or the other can come to the table and says, this is what I think, this is what I feel, this is what I need, this is whatever. And again, first of all, giving them that freedom to come to express. But also when you express it, you have to do it in a charitable way. Because when you speak to someone in charity, first, they're more inclined to listen to what you have to say. But then they're also apt to respond to what it is that you're asking, simply because it's been said in a loving way. However, let me say this right quick. When your spouse is communicating something to you that you're taking to be of a negative nature, don't take that defensive posture. Again, give them the freedom to express, because you want the honesty to be there to be able to deal with the problems and issues in the relationship. But as that listening person, listen and to respond to the hurt that the other person is expressing. Many times, again, we listen to defend. We want to justify our attitudes or actions, why we said what we did. But instead, we need to listen to the hurt of the other person. So, quick example, when Julie and I came together or made the decision to work on our marriage, she expressed, in order for us to move forward and for me to be in a good place, I need you to cease all communication with Karen. Karen was a girl that I kind of hung out with in high school, but still maintained a friendship throughout mine and Julie's marriage. Julie knew about the relationship, strictly platonic, but what she never had expressed was her fear are being threatened by this relationship. So anyway, when she asked that question or gave me made the statement, I had two options: listen to defend or listen to respond. Defending would have been me trying to justify why the relationship should exist. But respond, which is what I did, was that, hey, done deal. If me having a relationship with this person makes you feel threatened in any way, I don't need it. And so I responded to her request, and therefore demonstrating to her that I have the sincere care and concern about her in the marriage.
Wow. Go ahead, Jules.
That is such, the empathy part is really what struck me. And I know in my marriage, and you say I've done my homework, Greg. I think the homework has been 39 years in the school of learning a marriage and for us. But I think that one of the things that, you know, someone, a priest, a spiritual director pointed out to me one time with that empathy is to see my husband as Jesus sees them, to see, ask Jesus to reveal my husband's heart as Jesus sees it. And that really helped with the empathy, and it changed my posturing, so to speak, from the defensive to the empathetic.
Amen. It's so critical, because what happens in that is we are supposed to be here. I love Greg's comment that he makes to every couple we meet with, is you have one mouth and two ears, because you're supposed to listen twice as much as you speak. What was so incredibly intuitive for him to say that, it made me recognize that I treated Greg like I treated God in my prayer and communication with God. I would always speak at God, tell him what I needed him to do. Tell him, please do this, God, or do this, or, and then I'll stop doing this. And God, please do. You know, I was acting as though God was created for me and my purpose instead of the other way around. And so when I realized that understanding of listening to Greg to hear what he had to say that came from his heart, I started recognizing that when I was treating God in the same manner that I was treating my husband, everything had to change. I had to be thankful. I had to build him up. I had to, as it says in scripture, edify one another out of reverence for Christ. So every time I come to Greg, it's not always about what you do wrong, what needs to be different, what needs to be changed. That's how it was at first. But when I realized in thanksgiving and blessings and encouragement and those things to fill his heart up, then to come and say, okay, there's an issue that I have that I want to talk to you about. Then it becomes such a, then I put myself in the understanding of listening to him, filling him up, making him feel respected and desired. Then we are both in a state, if you will, more willing to be there and listen to the other person and to minister to the other person's heart.
Yeah, especially from the standpoint you mentioned in regards to the empathy, because a lot of times, say, for example, I'll come in and I'll see Julie in a foul mood. And typically what we do, we just naturally assume, oh, it must be something I've done. And then we kind of take on that negative attitude. But again, as you mentioned, allowing for the empathy to be there, to see the other person with the love of Christ, maybe even ask the question, what might have happened in the course of her day today that has her upset? You know, did the kids get on her last nerve? Did I miss a birthday or anniversary or something like that? But again, to put ourselves in that person's position to try to gain an understanding as to why he or she is feeling that way. And if need be, then approach and say something like, hey, obviously you're upset. Is it anything that I've done? Okay, great. Or is there anything I can do to help you out or to put you in a better place? Or sometimes we just need to be that listening ear. And this is a big key for men, because as men, we always want to fix everything. And even Julie, sometimes in entering in conversation, she will give me the disclaimer, hey, I want to talk. I don't want you to fix anything. I just need you to listen. And so a lot of times it's just being there, being that sounding board for the other person to express themselves, their hurts, their pains, or whatever the case may be.
That is Greg, a very great point.
Mm-hmm, it is. Well, you know what? We're bumping up against our break right now. We will be back in a minute with Greg and Julie Alexander. We're talking about how they can help us in our marriages. And maybe when we come back, what would you do if you are in a marriage where it's kind of one-sided? One person's chasing God and the other is not. What do you do? You're listening to Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Savage Power.
Would you like to get more involved as a volunteer? InterVisions Healthcare empowers at-risk women facing an unplanned pregnancy to make life-affirming decisions, but our nursing staff can't do it alone. Our unplanned pregnancy clinic seeks dedicated advocates, receptionists, and nursing volunteers to meet the needs of hundreds of at-risk patients we see each year. If you are a people person who wants to help moms with unplanned pregnancies, contact us today at 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
What is the best gift ever? Giving a Catholic education is at the top of my list. Your contribution to CTO helps families send their children to our Catholic schools who otherwise could not afford it. In giving to CTO, you receive the best tax credits ever. Pledge or donate online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Well, welcome back to Catholic Women Now here on Iowa Catholic Radio, where we're visiting with our guests, Greg and Julie Alexander from the Alexander House. And as we were leaving the last break, we were going to come back in, and Greg and Julie offer some guidance to those Catholic marriages where one is spouse is Catholic and really wants to live the faith, the other one's not so much, maybe not wanting to pray as much or be as involved, so maybe in another faith. So what guidance could you give to that situation?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because this is probably one of the most difficult situations we encounter with couples, when one is wanting God and the other one doesn't. And let me back up for a second. I want to preface it by saying this. This is why in the marriage preparation phase that we should be very diligent about coming to understand truly who the other person is. Marriage is hard enough as it is. And the more difficulties that we enter into marriage with, the more taxing they become on the relationship, especially once we have kids. For whatever reason, when we have kids, a lot of people really want to gravitate to their faith. And if you are, as you mentioned, unequally yoked, it's going to pose a lot of problems. But one of the first things I'd like to go to is 1 Corinthians 7:14, and it talks about how the unbelieving spouse can be made holy through his spouse. And we have to remember that when we say I do, we not only say I do to the other person, we say I do to God as well. So we have that responsibility to remain steadfast in our relationship with God and with our spouse, continuing to honor the other person, despite whether he or she wants to be involved, whether they want to communicate or not, but maintaining our yes. And the hope is that as we maintain our yes in that sacrament, that the grace can indeed be conferred onto our spouse and eventually bring them back around as well. And we've had many instances with the couples that we worked with where this has been the case, where they maintain their yes. And despite the fact that their husband or spouse doesn't want to pray, they continue to pray. They continue to extend invitations, but to do the things that allows them to say yes in their marriage, that's going to allow for hopefully the grace to be conferred to their spouse.
I love that, you know, and I know that there are times just from small instances in like Julie said, the school of marriage that I'm in, you know, there have been times where it's like, I don't feel like I'm making any headway with my husband as far as either the listening or the communicating. So then I get down on my knees and it feels like the Holy Mother, the saints come to my aid and really help. And then all of a sudden communication opens up again between my husband and I when I just get on my knees. And I think that's where we have to take responsibility. And like you said, stick to our relationship with our Lord and let him handle things sometimes.
Well, I love that you say that, because you talked about getting on your knees, which is what is in prayer. It's an act of humility. I can remember many a time going to God in prayer, in my prayer, saying, God, change him into the man I need him to be. Do this, do that, do this, you know, make him like this. And I literally remember the most humbling moment of our marriage is when I was crying out to God, literally just boo-hooing, literally. It was that much of a strain on my heart. And I literally heard internally God say, become the wife I created you to be and allow him to be the man I made him to be. Oh, ouch.
Oh, wow.
And Julie, most of the time, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Julie, I can so relate to that, because I had a similar experience in my marriage too. My husband wasn't Catholic when we got married, so it was very tenuous many times. But I heard that too. I heard that same message from God too, and it's like, I have to tell you, it was like a gut punch for me, because I was the Catholic one. I knew what was best. I knew what was needed to be done for the kids. I.
So. Yeah, right. Exactly. And when I realized that you're saying, it's like when I released control, because so many times, and isn't that in scripture way back in the garden, is that control that we try to take as women really emasculates the men. And then we try to tell them what to do, try to show them in our ways and our actions, in our words. And then we're frustrated that they're going further and further away. And finally, when I realized, literally too, the Blessed Mother whispered in my ear to tell me to hush. And I was like, wait a minute, this can't be for me. You can't be quiet. I got to say things. I got to do things. And it was in that moment of realizing what it meant to be a gentle woman, an understanding wife, someone who is here to support, to respect, and to walk alongside my husband instead of pushing him and prodding him. I'm telling you, the peace that comes is so beautiful.
Amen. Wow.
Well, we have had such a wonderful conversation, and you've offered so many helpful things for us today. We are going to have to close out the show here with you. Greg and Julie are bumping up against the clock. But if people want to get more, they can go to thealexanderhouse.org. to get more information about your ministry and some online programs that you do, and work with couples online as well. So thank you so much for being with us today. It was a delight. We'll have to have you come back again, and keep up that great work for Jesus.
Oh, we'd love to come back. Thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you guys and what you do as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, a Catholic-owned family business providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, online at permarsecurity.com.
Julie, want to take us out in a prayer?
Yeah, absolutely. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord Jesus, good and gracious God, come to our aid in our marriages. Help us to be the husbands and the wives you have called us to be. Open our hearts and our minds, our heart to see your ways, our minds to hear and see your ways for our marriages, and walk with us as we go about our days in our marriages. We ask this all in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary is up next. It's also heard at 5:30 a.m., so stay tuned for that and pray with us. And please consider supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, maybe with a matching gift. Matching gifts are available with a lot of organizations. So we thank you for considering that, and we thank you for listening to Iowa Catholic Radio as we continue to teach, evangelize, and defend our Catholic faith.
Now go do impossible things with God.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now, with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder, on the radio voice for Catholic Women Now, Iowa Catholic Radio.